back live on the air through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Welcome, everyone. We are a few minutes early. We wait for Winfrey and Teddy Brown to be present here shortly. Today it is April the 1st, April Fool's Day, 2019. Another 1 hour Monday evening conference call, simulcast with this radio show, with Winfrey. And no announcement yet on the topic for tonight. So we will see what is going to happen. And of course we do every day, 7 days a week, our whole planet healing call. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil, the C6C Serpent from Saugus, Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, always. And I was just talking to those who are listening online to BBS. That we do every evening our whole planet healing call at 7 p.m. Pacific time. You can find a little information online at wholeplanethealing.com. We had another person join in here on the call. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
All right. WholePlanetHealing.com, and the phone number is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound, 250-513-pound. And every evening Win reads an excerpt from one of the channel materials, and we do a meditation style healing of circumstances that are going on here on this planet.
And that's at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yes. So it is right after this call, in
Pacific
an hour
time.
Now. What's that?
Pacific time.
Pacific time, yes. Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome to you, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you. Hi. There are 3 people here now.
Yes, we are with several people here.
Okay.
And we are also live online with BBS. And we wait for more people to show up, and particularly Win and Terry. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in Asheville.
Welcome, Prudy.
Thank you.
Prudy.
Hello.
Hi, Prudy. It's Don in Northern Ohio.
And
hi,
good
Don.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Cecil, everybody. We got 6 inches of snow here the other night.
Oh, no.
Saturday night. Looked nice.
We had about a foot of sunshine.
Ah. It's sunshine today. Snow blindness.
Yeah.
Been out working in my garden, and I'm all stiff and sore now. Digging up my Jerusalem artichokes.
Are those the kind you eat?
Yeah. Actually, they're called a sunchoke.
They grow underground like potatoes, and the plant grows about 12 feet high.
Wow.
Really big. They're cousins to the sunflower, but they don't make a flower on top.
Or on the bottom.
Yeah, the roots, the tubers underneath it, like potatoes, only sweeter.
Yeah, I've seen them on the Food Network, fixing them.
I just eat them raw. Great.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I've never cooked any.
Huh. Never heard of that before.
Yeah, they're delicious. My great grandkids in Minnesota love them. Sent some back there, and my daughter planted some alongside of her house, and now she's got a forest of them. If you don't harvest them, why they come back in steroids. Each one of those plants will make probably a dozen tubers or so, and each one of those will make a bunch of plants.
Another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, hi, from Sedona, bro.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome, brother.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi,
everyone.
Did you ride in on your big horse?
Who are you asking?
Raiden.
Okay. Let me first welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, hi.
Debbie Dolphin.
Yeah, it's the Dolphin kids here. We're changing phone numbers, are we?
Yes, we did.
Wow. Okay. Hi there.
Hi there.
Exciting times.
Changing times. I'm watching a movie. It's called An Interview with God. It's on Netflix. And I just started it, but it's fascinating. If anybody has Netflix, it's called An Interview with God. It's kind of cool because this man comes down. Of course, he seems to be God. And that just makes all your feel-good things happen. And he's got all the right answers and everything. It's pretty cool.
Right. Thank you.
Book by that name.
I think I've seen that.
It's not Conversation with God, but An Interview with
Good evening, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Everybody.
Welcome to the dark.
That's Gizmo.
Hello, Gizmo.
Hi, Gizmo.
And another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, y'all.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Probably wind sneaking in backwards.
No helicopter yet. And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Is it Janine from Salt Lake City, the son?
Yeah.
Do you by chance ever heard of Amy Winder?
I haven't.
Amy Winder Newton.
No.
She's on the city council there.
No, I haven't.
She just visited me and she told me she's going to run for governor.
Oh.
So you'll be hearing about her probably.
Yeah,
I do know her.
She's my
girlfriend. Well, I know of her.
She's your what?
She's my granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
Wow, you must be so proud.
Yeah, kind of. And her brother is on a in the legislature there.
Wonderful.
Mike Winder.
We had two more people join into the call. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Brenda.
Oh.
Hello, Brenda. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello, everyone.
And the other caller, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hello, everybody. Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
You're underwater, Shirley.
You're gargling, Shirley.
You are.
You are. Got to charge my phone.
That was better. And I welcome all those people that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. We are waiting for Wynn to become present over here on the call. Hang sure tight.
I'm wondering if anyone has received an emergency alert. I just got one on my phone. You boil your water for 3 minutes before using. Has anyone been getting that message on their phone at all?
No. From what area?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the Washington D.C. area, so it could just be in my area here.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure it's just in your area. It wouldn't be everywhere.
Okay, just curious. I just wanted to put it out there in case I got the message.
Shouldn't be drinking tap water anyway.
You know, I do have a question before we get started. I have a water filter, a very expensive, actually, I paid $5,000 for this water filter.
Wow.
And it's supposed to put a lot of oxygen in the water. So, in other words, it helps to ward off cancer. It doesn't like oxygen, obviously.
Maybe reverse osmosis.
But anyway, I was curious, would I still have to boil my water if it's coming out of that machine?
No.
Okay.
We have several more callers joined in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hello. Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, hey, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Wanda in Canada.
And hello, Wanda. Welcome.
Wanda.
Wanda.
Hello. Also, Paul in Sedona.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Tom, how you doing?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Tom.
Who's Tom?
No, Tom.
Is Tom Paul's nickname?
That's right.
Welcome back, Raiden.
Welcome. Yes, flag in the helicopter.
Thanks for that information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Has tomorrow's numbers changed also?
Yeah, same as today's. No.
Same as today's.
Wednesday. Not tomorrow's, Wednesday's, I meant.
I got Terry's number now.
Is the access code the same then?
Yeah.
Same as it used to be.
Yeah.
Not the same as today.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brenda, I would hope a $5,000 water filtration system could keep your water clean no matter what.
I've had it for the last 2 years. It so cleans itself. I guess that's why I paid so much for it. I don't have to do any cleaning. It cleans itself. I've been using it. It's been pretty good. So, just curious. I just got that emergency alert about 4 minutes before I called you guys. And, you know, I'm just going to put it out there and ask them if they... Guys are so smart, you know, and well-educated and up on a lot of things. So, you know, sometime I have to come to you guys and get the 411.
Well, because of chemtrails, we probably all ought to be boiling water or at least filtering it.
Yeah. I try not to drink tap water at all. I stop.
Years ago, I heard a technique for a health technique where you put some water in a glass and you hold the glass in your hands, both hands, without your fingers touching. And you take a deep breath and hold it like as long as you can, or maybe a few deep breaths. And it's supposed to charge some energy into the water, and then you drink the water.
Or put it out in the sun is even better for a while.
Ever blue water? You heard the blue water thing?
No.
Blue glass, and you put water in it, and you put it out in the sun. Supposedly does something. I tried it. I didn't notice anything.
Now, with having bad breath, would that cause any reaction?
Be easy to find out.
Okay. I mean, sometimes my bad breath. I guess it doesn't matter. Breath is breath.
Just try it and then check your breath.
Yeah.
And you'd know.
Garlic breath or whatever.
If you're having bad breath, it's because of toxins in your body.
Yeah.
Or eating garlic.
Well, garlic is supposed to be a cleanser, I understand. I don't have bad breath, but I've been told that garlic, which I try to consume, some people consume so much of it, they can come next to you and it smells so
right.
bad. I don't know if they're taking the pills or what.
Eating pesto.
Eat parsley with it.
Eating pesto.
What is that?
Eat parsley after garlic and then your breath's better.
Yeah, but some people don't do it. Like the night before or whatever, they'll come in and they'll talk, and it's so intense. Probably what they ate was probably good, but it's still on the breath and it smells so bad.
What you need is one of those little personal fans, and you pass it with it. Yeah.
It's been proven that if you bless your water, it's better for you, and the molecular structure of the water changes after you bless it.
Oh, right. Bless it. Okay. Oh.
Dr. Emoto, Dan.
Yeah, they've proven it. There's all kinds of scientific proofs and pictures and everything of it all.
Dr. Emoto.
Yeah, he was famous with this.
Wow.
Garlic is supposed to be very good for you, especially raw garlic. I've heard people say, you know, you can mix it with some stuff. It's supposed to, you talk about curing cancer or whatever. So it's supposed to be very good for you.
Yeah.
Just don't take it all by itself. It's pretty strong.
Yeah, just don't talk to anybody afterwards.
Yeah, right.
It's really good for ear infection.
No, just talk to someone about it.
Anybody got Wynn forgot about the call. Has anybody got his number?
Terry ran in and wake him up.
Terry,
Don, what do you mix the garlic with if it's not good to take it pure raw?
Almost anything.
Olive oil.
Any
pesto.
Food.
Make pesto.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, yeah.
All right. How come everybody is so late today?
I wish.
We all slept in.
You have to find the phone number.
Time
no,
is
we're all early. We're all just early. Early. Well,
we're early.
Not by Earth time.
We're not into time, man.
No, we aren't.
April
Fool. Whatever time you're going by, you're late.
April Fool.
Well, April Fool's. I was going to do an April Fool's joke today, okay? And I was trying to think, what would it be? And then
oh,
I was thinking,
oh.
I could announce that Terry was pregnant.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be something.
That is great.
Wow. Immaculate conception.
Right. And then I'll tell you, she's looking better now than she did when she was younger. Really. She
yeah.
really is. I mean, she's like, how can I say it? She has, you guys don't know her as long as I do, but she's much more present and, oh, and I got to figure out what I'm supposed to do because I'm sitting in my car. And I might as well confess the reason I'm late. You want to know why I'm late?
Yeah.
Because I was in a bar. I went there because it's the bar Terry and I used to go to all the time for happy hour. It's called Picasso's, another one of our haunts. And they have really good prices. Well, Terry was there with Paul. Is Paul on the line, Terry?
No, he went. I took him home. He's going to try and come in at 7.
Okay. Well, Terry was there with Paul. And Paul likes to go out a lot, and I don't. And Terry likes to go out a lot, so it was my blessing, the two of them go out to dinner. And but she told me she was there, so I came over. But there was no seats to sit next to them.
Yeah.
In the happy hour, it's in the bar area. I'm telling you, you know what? Everybody knows my damn life story. I got no privacy. Jeez. I'm talking to a bunch of strangers, but you're not. No one's really a stranger anymore. Jeez.
No.
Well, but
some of us are more strange than others.
I'm pretty strange, probably. Would you say that? So now I'm sitting at the bar, and Paul and Terry are sitting at the table across from the bar. And I start talking to the guy next to me. He said, "What do you do?" And I told him, "You don't really want to know. It's too much for you." Right? And then he said, no, tell me. I said, "Well, do you know anything about metaphysics?" He says, "Well, I read about fractals, right?" And he was from Colorado. He came to Sedona by himself to go on vacation to meet babes, right? And so...
And he meets you.
He meets me. he might be meeting babes. You know, he's actually... He broke up from his wife recently. And he lives in Minnesota. And, no, he lives in Colorado. He was brought up in Minnesota. And he will probably be on our call in the next couple of days. Because... I got to him, and I wanted to make sure while I was getting to him that I got to him enough that he would be curious enough to follow through. And he was definitely a wanderer and an advanced soul. But you know, what I realized is there's so many of those people out there, but they never figure it out. And we're probably one of the only, I don't know if anyone else is doing a similar job to what we're doing out there. So I always feel when I meet somebody like that, if I don't give them a good spiel, they're going to miss the opportunity of their lifetime. What could be, you know? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, you guys have heard my spiel. You're already catching it, you know? And so in any case, I had something I was going to talk about today. Hi, would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi.
Okay, be that
Suzanne.
Way.
Sorry, this is Suzanne in Columbus. Hi.
Hi, Suzanne Reed.
Yes, Lynn. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
You know what? we hooked it up. I shouldn't even tell you guys this, okay? But after last night's call, we hooked it up for Carolyn Sabin. See Kimberly. And for Anna Couchman to see Kimberly. And then Kimberly said, don't send me anybody else. I can't handle it. And somebody came in. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Dr. Art, will you stop sounding like General Lee?
Jeez. Well, I can't help it, I guess.
Just be a regular person like the rest of us. Jeez.
Yeah, right. I'm with you, man.
Okay. Okay. I think instead of calling you Dr. Art, we should call you Artie.
Just call me Art. Be fine.
Art is fine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Formerly known as Dr. Art.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, suppose I told you to call me Reverend Wynn.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
You know.
Art's great. I mean, you know, everybody, all my friends do call me Art, yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to consider us your friends now, okay? Time to get over this courtship.
Yeah.
I like calling him Gerard. It makes it seem more prestigious. Makes the call more prestigious.
Yeah, but prestige makes you feel intimidated by people, doesn't it?
No.
No. Makes me feel that way. I mean, I told that story yesterday about here is the Winfrey, the author of The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey, and I didn't like it, right? I love sitting down with a stranger like I did today next to me and start talking about our stuff. And I just kind of sneak it in. I mean, I'll tell you how I do this. It's like, I just say, this is probably going to be, what do you do? Oh, man, it's not worth telling you. It's too far out. You'll just think I'm crazy. Now, if I say that to somebody, you know what happens? They beg me to tell them. They beg me to tell them. Well, that's okay. Then I qualify them. I say, well, what's your religion? Did you study metaphysical things? Do you know who Edgar Casey is? And, you know, I take the lead, but I'm actually deciding, how do I approach talking to this person? I can feel their energy level. I can feel people, and so can you guys. You can feel people's energy level. But I don't know what his belief systems are, if he has any. And if he has belief systems, I have to be very careful if I can have a good conversation with him or not. I may not. I may just waste my time. It's, you know. So in any case, it's like learning how to read a person and qualify them. And I know most people, and I used to be this way, would be scared to qualify somebody. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by qualify them?
Vet them to see if they're interested or going to get it.
Yeah, well, they can't be interested because they don't know what it is, okay? But they could be interested in understanding how life works, understanding how the other side works, understanding about what happens when you die, understanding how the universe works, understanding how God works, you know. And by the time I say all that, I say, you won't believe that I know all the answers to that, but try me. And And then it kind of, they get engaged and they listen. And then I always show them the pictures. Because the pictures, I couldn't fake. You know, when you just talk, people wonder, is this guy nuts? Where is he coming from, you know? But the pictures speak for themselves. And there's just absolutely no chance that that could be an accident. The statistical probabilities of so many, you guys don't even know, because I don't even like to show, you know, put them out in the public. Because, but one-on-one, it's okay to show somebody. But there are so many people who are people that were well-known in past lifetimes that have been involved with this work, including Terry, including myself, including Daphne, including, of course, Terry Friedman. Of course, we don't know what Matthew looked like, so we can't say that that's a match, other than my own personal experience. But in any case, okay, here's what I want to talk about. I have something I want to talk about.
Can I start the recording?
Yeah, I was just about to do that, okay?
All right. You doing it?
You can do it. I'm sitting in my car.
This conference is being recorded. Muted. Unmuted.
This is Monday, April 1st.
Muted.
And I was trying to think of what is the announcement that I could make for April Fool's Day. First, I was going to say, Terry got pregnant. And then I was going to say, David Wilcock and I had dinner together. And then I was going to say, what else? What else could I say, Terry?
I don't know. Those are pretty good.
They're pretty good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could. Donald Trump and Obama had dinner together. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Gitmo. A world class reconciliation. How many of you think that they are indicting people and arresting them and they're taking them to Gitmo and it's not in the newspapers? How many?
Unmuted.
I doubt it.
Now, you know, David Wilcox said that was happening. In fact, a number of people have said that was happening, right?
David,
and you know what?
Zublik said it was happening.
David Zublik, I mean, there's others.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys...
Patience.
You know what? The negative will put things like that out to preoccupy everyone's consciousness. You know, their trick is to make you think your deliverance depends on them. So by making you, hooking your energy and saying, excuse me for this, but I'm going to say it. The Demars are going to come through next week, and don't worry about a thing. We're all going to be rich. And do you know they were saying exactly the same things 10 years ago? And I used to be on these lists. And I mean, if they come through, I didn't buy Demars. Okay, I don't have a vested interest in it. But I have friends that bought Demars. I have vested interest in them becoming millionaires because they might give me some money, right? But I said once you've done it, don't. In my opinion, you're now looking at your energy is hooked for something that's going to happen in the future. and you already bought them. It's sitting there, and if it happens, it'll be wonderful. But waiting for it to happen hooks your energy. Saying, if you know, wait, and if it happens, but don't hook your energy, because what is the most important use of our energy? We are the co-creators with all that is in this realm, okay? We are. And our energy, we do it every night, we talk about it every night, our energy is potentially changing the vibrations of this planet. Now, we're doing it in a small way, but we could do it in a big way. How can we do it in a much bigger way?
If more people are involved.
That's right. Now, I'm going to recruit you guys, okay? I mean, if you let me recruit you, I'll just tell you, I had this idea, and you know, I can always invite strangers to a talk, and I will win over some of them. But you know why people stick around? Do you know why you keep coming back? Because not only do we come through with the most extraordinary information about how everything works, and then you have aha experiences. I do too. Terry does too. We have aha experiences about, so that's how it works, and that's how it works, and that's how it works. But more important than that aspect of it, at least in these calls, is the community, the people caring about each other, feeling part of something. You see, I'm in a parking lot, feeling part of something when you're all very far out and it's hard to feel part of anything in this realm. It is. And suddenly you belong and people like you and they accept you. And don't you think that's the reason you keep coming back? Now, come on, you got to answer me. You don't have to. You don't have to answer me. But suppose I had a lot of new people on this call right now. And I said, don't you think that's the reason people keep coming back? And no one says anything. Says, I just failed. Okay?
Are you asking
wrong,
me?
I'm asking everybody. Everyone's unmuted.
Well, I missed the question.
I'm not asking you. You don't count. Okay?
All right.
Because you come back because you're part of the center of it, causing it to occur. You're one of the catalysts of it, you know?
Right, right.
I'm asking the people on the call, why do they keep coming back? All right?
Well, I could say that I keep coming back because I learn amazing things from the elephant.
Now, wait a second. Somebody's answering. I know you guys are afraid to talk publicly. I know it. I don't blame you. Terry used to be afraid to talk, too. But she's gotten majorly over it. It's a good... You know, I'm asking this for a reason. Because I want to do a call maybe once a month where I invite people that never became aware of our materials. And I want to do the call, not like a whole planet healing call, because when somebody comes, I'm just, you know, an observation, when somebody comes to a whole planet healing call, it feels like we're a click. And we have a pre agreed upon relationship with each other. And I want to do a call where on a new number, so it doesn't work, I'll just say forget it. But like the call would not be to teach people about the Elohim. It might, I have to think about it, think of the right topic. But how are you enduring in this world where things are going crazy, right? And people can share from that perspective and get people to open up and talk. And then the people that have been on the calls regularly, to do this in the best and most impactful way, then you should say something, okay? Who's in their kitchen, you know? In any case, if you don't say anything, I have to figure out another workaround, you know, because it's important to get it out. But, you know, some of you who have sent me emails have sent me the most beautiful experiences that you've had as a result of being on these calls. Some of you, see, I don't ask for who has miracles on our Sunday call, but I know some people have. And it's like when you share things authentically from yourself and there's other people listening for the first time, it's very impactful, okay? It's not just me telling people, because people won't trust me completely because they think I want attention, which I don't. I'm doing this not for attention. I'm doing it because I see the impact it's having. And I think the Elohim are real. And I think the way they explain how they work with this realm is accurate, and that they need anchors, and that we are on the leading edge, perhaps, of creating anchors for that energy from the higher realms. So does anyone else want to give a stab at answering the question? Why do I keep coming back to these calls?
To learn more.
Who is that? Learn more? Is that Cecil?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Bonnie.
And, well, yes, Bonnie.
I keep coming back because I know in my heart this is a rare and sacred opportunity to have a connection and to learn, yes, learn not just about the woo-woo spiritual feeling sort of stuff, but hardcore technical science that is brand new for me. And that interests me. I love hearing about the equations and the just the science part of it. And I would not miss this for the world. I love coming to these calls. And I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, did you notice how passionate Bonnie was and how sincere? And if there were new people, I would ask her to say that. And, you know, when there's new people on the line, hearing something like that says, I better check this out more. You see, you guys can change the lives of other people by expressing your own passion for something you know to be true. Okay? Why am I being mean today? Who else is going to say why they keep coming to these calls?
Well, a lot of the reasons is I get confirmation of my insight, which is refreshing and further knowledge. And uplifting. When you tap in, you get uplifted, you know?
Right. You have shifted really a lot from the time we first met. Right? Lots.
Yes.
And, you know, this is not like a weekend training. This is a lifetime support system you've tapped into. at least as long as I'm alive, and when I'm not, you guys or the people who are here have to carry it forward or it dies. It's like we're planting a seed in this realm that could grow for thousands of years. That's what I think. But it's hard to believe you're doing something that big. You know, one time I asked Terry Friedman, I said, when you guys were going around with Jesus, did you know how big this was going to get? And he said, no, none of us knew. So I could be, you know, things don't have to happen. It's up to us that making things happen. It's not up to me. I mean, I do my part. And all you have to do is be willing to say why these calls are important to you. Come on, who else wants to step in, step off the gangplank?
The water.
Hi. For me, it's all the things you've already said. And on top of that, for 2,000 or more years, the greatest story on the planet has been twisted and hidden from us and distorted to keep us fighting and not knowing our true heritage. And to finally now know what the truth is something that I really relate to. And I'm very grateful.
Thank you. And you do an awesome job at keeping the energies going.
Yeah,
you and Hives, you and Hives both. And even Antonio, are you there? Come on, Antonio. Morgan, are you there? I'm not looking at the console.
Wynn, I would say there's more than one reason. Everything that everybody said so far is valid. But also, just being on the call, it's just at a higher frequency for everybody. It's kind of like practice of just being at a higher vibrational frequency. It's just good practice, and it feels good just to be on that wavelength.
I mean, Don, I would say that you are a deep guy who is very much, is usually a loner. Would you say that?
Yeah.
And it's kind of the calls have penetrated through your loner thing, and you feel part of something.
I don't really mind being alone, though, most of the time.
But no, I'm not saying it. Well, you know, there's
nice
good reason.
Socialize with people that get it, though.
It's good. I don't mind being alone either. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like if you can be with people authentically, it's quite a joy.
Right.
It's different.
People that get it. It's fun to hang around with.
Right, right, right. Well, thank you for sharing.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying, if we do a call and you guys are willing to answer that question, and then you can't write it out and say, okay, I'm going to read this, you know, like you're afraid what people are going to think. You can stick your foot in your mouth and start talking, but you can't really stick your foot in your mouth in this call. That's what you have to get. You know, one time we did a call where it was kind of a workshop, and it was really fun, and it was kind of amazing as well, because we went around, and each person had to say, act like they were channeling, and answer the question, what would your high self be telling you to give you guidance right now? And they would all start out saying, I am Ra. And then they couldn't censor themselves. They had to say whatever came to their minds. And it was amazingly profound how deep everyone could do that, you know? And even now, if you answer the question, why do I come to these calls? And don't censor yourself and start talking, you would be amazed what you might say. It's an opportunity to get over your self-consciousness and step in the middle and feel the energy in the middle and be of service. Because the idea is, we don't really have to tell this to each other, but if there are a bunch of new people on the call, it could make the difference. Think about it. Your contribution could make the difference as to whether someone graduates this realm or not. Because they can identify with Don, or they could identify with Prudence, or they could identify with Bonnie or anybody else. So anybody else want to take a chance? Don't be intimidated. I promise you I won't make fun of you unless you're Morgan, and she's not here.
Hey, Wynn. The reason I come in is how it makes me feel, and to feel connected, to feel the energy difference in feeling connected, and it not just be intellectually understanding that everything is connected, but to feel that, it makes it real.
Thank you. That's Anna, right? From
yes.
Well, thank you, Anna, for sharing. And who else? Come on. If anyone's listening on the radio from the internet, you can call BBS and they'll plug you in. Because I know there's some of you that don't miss our calls.
I couldn't find you on BBS.
I wasn't on BBS today?
Tonight I was trying to get in and I couldn't get in, so I put on BBS and I kept going from back and forth from the two channels, and it was just total silence where you're supposed to be. That was up until about 10 minutes ago.
I'm going to have to call them. Now, that is Helen, of course, otherwise known as Giggles.
All right.
Why do you keep... Go ahead, Helen. Come on. Center stage.
Is that I have been searching, I think, probably most of my life for confirmation of what something that I feel that I wasn't sure what it was, but I just knew that what I was hearing and reading wasn't quite it yet. And as more and more channelings have opened up and come through, it's putting so many pieces of the puzzle together for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense to you, but in my head, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense to me. I could say the same thing. You know, believe me, I'm not doing this because I'm doing this because I see how it impacts me, it impacts Terry. I've seen Terry grow. I've seen all of you grow. And I say, what an amazing thing. Because now somebody is thinking, when am I going to grow? I keep coming to these calls.
Well, you know what happened as I heard more and more that was kind of like a confirmation? I healed because I was so depressed and sad and sick. And I'm, you know, not well, but I find that I'm, as more comes through, it's like, yes, tell me more. I don't know if I'm intellectual or I just felt I do feel the vibrations, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I was sad that I felt like I was just a crazy person thinking all these weird things. Nothing seemed to agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it does.
Right.
Okay. Didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, I want you to interrupt me. Don't you get it? I'm just being provoking, but I want people to interrupt me. step into your courage. I know we're impacting you. But I'm not going to call on you. I want it to be a free will choice. That you say,
right.
Okay, I'm going to share, you know?
Okay, I'm going to share.
Go ahead.
Also, I mean, it's not just the whole planet healing calls. I mean, the other calls really link in really well, too. The Sunday call and the channelings are been so good, and the question and answers. And I mean, it's all cumulative, you know. It's not just the whole planet healing call, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I didn't mean this just for whole planet healing.
Right.
I mean, it's a gestalt. You know, we're now doing 10 calls a week, right? 10 calls and 13 hours a week. That's a lot of calls. And, you know, if someone told me a couple years ago I was going to be doing that, I would have thought, how am I going to keep people interested for 13 hours a week listening to me? What am I going to say, right?
Yeah, it hasn't even gotten boring.
No, and it doesn't get boring. Even in Whole Planet Healing, when we do the same thing every night, it doesn't get boring. And somebody else was going to say something. Go ahead.
Wynn, I was just going to say that my first experience with, you know, after I heard you on Coast to Coast, I think it was 2012,
mm-hmm.
and I started coming on the call. The first time that I came on the call, I just had this feeling that I'd come home, that
mm-hmm.
I had a family that I had finally found.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like that turned out to be the case. I mean, that hasn't dissipated. It's only strengthened over time. And, I mean, I guess as wanderers or starseeds or whatever, in your daily life, you can kind of feel like a stranger in a strange land. And so having a you know, psychic family, if you want to call it that, is very important. And it was a very, I don't know, it's just a very, very happy feeling finding all of you. So.
I'm trying to, who is that saying that?
Jeannie
Judd, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jeannie, you're in Salt Lake City, right?
No, that's Janine. I'm Jeannie in Citrus Heights. It's near Sacramento.
Okay. Did you follow up what I said about the Photon Genius?
Well, I've talked to a person about it that knows something about it, but I haven't found one yet. No, I haven't found one yet. But I will. I intend to.
Are you near Sacramento?
Yeah.
You know, there was a guy in Northern California that had a machine.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was called the Gesundheit Institute. But try putting in Photon Genius, Sacramento, and see if anything comes up. Okay?
Okay, I will.
Or else
you're saying photon, right? Photon.
Photon, right.
Yeah.
Or else come to Sedona for a week.
Yeah.
That's probably too much, right?
How many sessions do you need to have to get a good result, do you think?
Well, call the guy up in Sedona. He's really knowledgeable, okay?
Okay.
His name is Kevin, and he loves to talk to people, okay?
Okay.
And you can call the guy up in, another guy is in Mesa, Arizona. Now, I've never been to him, and I think he's the one that sold me on the value of that product, because I was looking up people that have set it up, And this guy was so, Kevin sounds like a salesman, all right? Even though he probably tells the truth. He is really, you know, he sounds like Dr. Art, okay? Not exactly like Dr. Now, we're calling him Art now, but not exactly, but, you know, he's very good public speaker. And the guy in Mesa, his name was Craig, and he was a contractor, and he is like a really earthy guy. You wouldn't normally pick him to be a public person. But his friend had a healing with that machine, and he was so impressed, he bought one, set up an office, and started having people come. And he is very candid about the experiences that he's seen with his own eyes. It's very believable. He's on YouTube. If you just do a YouTube search on Photon Genius, Craig Mesa, you'll find, you know, 10 or 12 YouTubes where he's just telling the experiences of people that have used it, okay?
Hey, Wynn?
Yeah.
Wynn, you're running out of time.
I am?
Yeah.
What time is it? Oh, my God.
It's 7 o'clock.
Okay, we got to say goodbye to BBS. And thank you all that spoke up. And we're onward and upward to whole planet healing.
Your conference recording has stopped.